Welcome to Baromag Interviews. This is your host, Leonardo Calcagno.
Hi again. So my name is David Miller. I work for the Czech Consulate here in Toronto, Ontario. I'm assigned to the consulate as a trade commissioner, basically in charge of promoting trade relation and mutual awareness between the Czech Republic and Ontario, obviously. And being here at OCB is, from our perspective, the way to promote Czech beer and Czech beer culture. Because in the Czech Republic, we've got a huge tradition of beer brewing, which started more than 1,000 years ago. I think first we can trace back the first beer brewing in in Bohemia back then to 994 or something, so more than 1,000 years ago. And we really consider beer, Czech or Bohemian style lager, if you will, as a part of our cultural heritage, national legacy, and our treasure we cherish pretty much. And speaking of lagers in general, I'm sure you are well aware of Pilsner. Mm-hmm. It's less known that Pilsner is a city in the Czech Republic where Pilsner style lager was brewed for the first time at the end of 19th century. So basically all Pilsners around the globe as a type of beer derive their name from the city in the Czech Republic, or back then Austro-Hungarian Empire. And the same thing is Budweiser, that's another city.
So we pretty much would say thank you Czechoslovakia for beer.
yeah, kind of. I'm in the whole Central Europe. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much full. The beer tradition and the beer culture is extremely rich, especially speaking of lagers. And we believe that if we focus on lagers, Bohemian or Czech style lager, then the best way how to brew lager is to brew it like Czechs do. And that's basically the reason why we are here with our Czech booth at the show, to present the tradition, how we brew the beer, what are the best Czech ingredients. So we've got three companies here sampling hops, a couple of other companies supplying malt, and then we've got a couple of manufacturers of equipment, experienced equipment for lagers, of course, and lagering. And the ultimate goal we are looking for is to introduce, or maybe
I guess take your place. Yep. And then the microbrewery industry, I guess.
Yes. And microbrewing industry is actually booming in the Czech Republic as well. Mm-hmm. both lagers and special type of beers, which are way more common in Canada or North America in general, IPAs, APAs, sour beers. But still, by far, Bohemian or Czech style lager is the most popular one in the Czech Republic. And I feel that it's getting more and more popular here in Canada as well.
Excellent. So besides, you know, people, you know, like I was telling you in the beginning before the interview, we're talking about your beer. When people talk about Czechoslovakian beer, we always talk about, like, you know, we know the Czech beer, we don't know about Pilsner, thank you. But the idea is this, why now take your, why did it take so long to come to sell your know-how in the Canadian market? Because we know in Europe, you guys are very big. We know that there's a huge agriculture expansion. What are you guys doing right now? There's a lot of sales. But why take you so long to come in Canada and say, look, this is our tradition. You guys are drinking our beer. This is how we're doing. Why now? Why not before that?
Well, that's actually a pretty good question.
You say it's booming. The industry is booming.
That's part of the answer. It's booming. I think that the lagers are, well, first of all, craft or microbrewing industry is brewing all across the globe, in Europe, in North America. You can just look around and name it. The other thing is that I think that artisan lagers are getting way more popular in North America, and we are proud, back in the Czech Republic, we are proud about our lagers, and we believe that's the best way to brew the lagers, and we believe that something we can proudly introduce in North America. And other than that, it's quite simple to set up a booth here in Canada or in the US. You need to someone to arrange all what you need, and I've been here for just a couple of years. My colleague in Washington DC, been covering beer industry for last 3 years, so we haven't had much chance to arrange it earlier, actually.
Okay. So how big is the industry and the craft industry in Czechoslovakia?
I think we've got roughly 450 craft breweries.
Oh wow. And how long have you been? I mean, I'm sure there's like local craft breweries been there a lot, but how big is the growth?
I think we've got maybe 10% annual growth, but frankly speaking, I'm not exactly sure about the numbers. But it's obviously booming.
Okay.
We got a couple more new craft breweries every year. And the tradition itself of craft brewing in the Czech Republic, it's actually pretty young, maybe last, let's say, 20 years.
I guess pretty much like everywhere in Europe, like kind of Spain, it was growing slowly, but now it's getting bigger.
Yep.
Is it like a lot of young entrepreneurs going into the
No,
market?
Not necessarily. No? It's all across, speaking of age, it's basically all across the board.
Okay.
I mean, beer fans, it could be young entrepreneurs, but we met brewmasters in their 50s or 60s. And it's just a part, as I've said, it's just a part of the culture. And basically, almost every Czech is a fan of beer. And having a craft brewery, it's a dream of many.
Of course, man. Why not, man?
Yep.
Why
not? Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of things you're doing right now to, besides going to trade shows like that, what's Czechoslovakia doing to bring people to understand more about your beer culture? Are you guys doing a lot of marketing? Are you guys doing a lot of more like collaborations between countries? I know here in Canada, we have a huge Czechoslovakia, you call this, people that came from Czechoslovakia, there's a huge tradition here. So tell me, what are you guys doing to promote more your know-how?
So there is, as you just said, there is pretty big Czech compatriot community, both in Canada and US. In Canada, it's actually the second largest compatriot Czech community around the globe. We do a couple of marketing events. We cooperate with Czech breweries being present at the Canadian market. And what we do specifically for local Canadian craft brewers to help them understand the Czech way of brewing lagers, Czech way of, or Czech know-how, we organize with my colleague from Washington, D.C., once per year incoming mission from Canada and US to the Czech Republic. Every year we bring about 15 craft brewers or owners of the craft breweries to the Czech Republic for a week, and we give them a tour to introduce them to, from our perspective, the best of craft brewing in the Czech Republic. And it covers about tradition, know-how, ingredients, and technologies. For instance, if you check this this flyer, Godspeed Brewery, we spoke about it earlier, so president of Godspeed Brewery, Luc Bim Lafontaine, was with us in the Czech Republic last year as a part of this mission. And one of the outcomes of this mission is this Czech premium pale lager, Svetlý Ležák, which is really good.
As always, Czechoslovakian do amazing design, as always.
Well, actually, this is his own design. It's really amazing. It's a combination of
Czech flag
and Japanese design, and I really like it.
Very nice. So, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you again for your time.
Pleasure.